question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us on America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you tuning in and being part of today's broadcast. Well, before we connect with Robert Gallagher, the Chief Operating Officer of AIG and Travel Guard, for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode, we want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by another partner that we're proud to be aligned with, the world's leading cruise lines.
Ocean cruising can take you all over the globe, often to multiple destinations in a single trip, but you only have to pack once. Cruising also provides a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age because everything is right there at your fingertips, from multiple dining options to world-class entertainment, lots of engaging onboard activities, unique excursions, kids programs, and so much more.
Yeah, there really are. There's so much there. Folks, listen, if you're thinking about ocean cruising, we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines. They're Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, Aida, and Costa. Go experience unforgettable travel adventures that will connect you to people, places, and cultures. Just contact your travel professional or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. And of course, we have a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Earlier in the year, we announced our new alliance with Travel Guard Travel Insurance, and it's certainly something that we strongly recommend to all travelers because the reality is you never think something will happen to you until it does.
Very true.
For our Chief Travel Leader episode today, we've invited the COO of AIG Travel and Travel Guard Travel Insurance, Robert Gallagher, to join us. And since he's holding right now on the show hotline, let's get right to him.
Robert, a warm welcome to you for your first on-air visit with us. Thanks for joining Mary and me today on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert and Mary. Great to be here with you.
Well, really appreciate that. So listen, you know, I want to start this off. I want to share with you the results of a recent weekly travel poll that we ran on our website as we polled the audience about what travel insurance coverage is most important to them. We found it interesting. I think you may, but it'll lead into this conversation. The results were trip cancellations, interruptions, and delays, 32%, medical expenses and evacuations, 21%, 24/7 emergency assistance, 15%, passport or ticket replacement, 4%, lost or delayed luggage, 2%, but all of the above came in at 27%, so that was right behind trip cancellations, interruption, and delays. So you've been with AIG Travel for 15 years. Prior to that, you had a very successful career with Delta Airlines. From, you know, all that you've seen and heard, Robert, for your own travels or maybe your family's travels, what makes you buy travel insurance?
I would default to the list that that you just provided, Robert. And that's what we see from a U.S. perspective. So it really is all about the financial risk associated with the purchase of a trip and the non-refundable deposit monies that are required in many cases. And that is for either domestic or international travel, with an emphasis on international travel because international travel is typically more expensive. And then secondly would be the medical for international travel. Once you are outside of the United States, you're typically outside of your health network. And it's important to have a support system that's able to handle your situation should, an accident or a sickness occur unexpectedly.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually think in talking to a lot of people that we speak with regularly, people are really unaware that our health insurance, which provides great coverage here, does not help us when we travel internationally. And we actually have a child with health issues, so we've definitely learned that lesson. And we buy our travel insurance. But I also want to go back to what you touched on, the expense piece of it. I mean, particularly for large trips that really are going to cost a lot of money, big family trips, international travel, it's expensive if you have to cancel or postpone, and it's really an investment in what you're purchasing for your trip, don't you think?
Yeah, you're protecting your investment, right?
You're just protecting it.
That's exactly right. And you know, oftentimes, if the cancellation is not the result of the travel supplier or not caused by the travel supplier, for example, if you, make a $5,000 to $10,000 investment in a cruise, in a family cruise for four in the Mediterranean, and then one of the four or a relative becomes ill, that $5,000 to $10,000 investment, dollar investment, is potentially at risk. So,
well, absolutely, I want to build on that with you, which to that point, because you know something else, a recurring email question that we receive from listeners is about how much does travel insurance actually cost? And I think for some people, there's this perception that it's excessive, and it's going to make whatever their plans are, whatever their specific travel costs are going to be, beyond their means. And it really isn't, because what we share is there are different options. And what I mean by that, different plans or different types of coverage. But on average, it runs about 5 to 10% of the overall trip cost. So to your point, what you just said, if you're spending $5,000 on a trip and maybe at 5%, you know, it's $250. I know Mary wants to get into some of the specific plans with you, but talk about how the price is influenced, you know, by variables such as the age of the traveler or how many travelers or the length of the trip.
Well, so, you know, I do want to qualify that the travel insurance is regulated at the state level, and the forms and rates, typically each state requires that those forms and rates be filed and reviewed and approved by the state itself. So there's not random and arbitrary pricing. It is a very structured, it's a very structured environment. And of course, the losses and related expenses associated with marketing travel insurance all play into those filings. So it's not to the discretion necessarily of a given insurance provider. There is a structured process where state regulators actually review the forms, i.e., the policy wording. And the rates, which is ultimately the price one pays for insurance before it goes to market. But that said, within those filings, there's flexibility to rate according to the time that you purchase the travel insurance in advance of your departure date, for the simple reason that the longer that period is, the greater the risk that something may go wrong where you would have to cancel. Then there is the destination. Some destinations carry a higher risk profile than others, and that really is a function of domestic versus international, and the trip cost, so on. Trip duration, also, again, you know, a factor of time in terms of, for the post-departure risks, there is a greater probability that something might go wrong just by sheer nature of it being a longer period.
Right.
So those factors all go into ultimately how insurance
right.
is priced.
So Robert, I know you have three comprehensive plans. Let's talk a little bit about that, plus options for customization for people. So I'll name them off, and maybe you can give folks listening a quick bullet point on each. You have the Platinum, which is the most complete. Then you also have a Gold and Silver option as well.
Yeah, we usually take the Gold option when we buy.
Right, and that's interesting, Robert, because that's our the Gold option in terms of our retail travel product, which are those three you mentioned, Mary. Mm-hmm. The Gold product is our most popular product, certainly. But it really comes, there's commonality within those three products. It really then becomes a matter of limit and the extent to which Platinum offers the highest limits. In other words, I think it's $1 million for medical evacuation or repatriation, where Gold is $500,000. Mm-hmm. Platinum is $2,500 for lost baggage, where Gold is $1,000, and so on. So that really is and then there's opportunity to buy other features as well. But that really is the difference between those three products. And those limits then, those limits have an impact on the rates.
Yeah, and then folks, Robert, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to ask you to hold because we have a few things we want to get to. But, you know, folks, as you're listening, there are other options, whether you want a basic plan or if you're a business traveler or if you're looking for coverage on certain flights and that. It's all there, certainly available for you. Really quick, I'm just going to ask you this, if you can give me about a 10-second response. We recommend buying travel insurance at least 2 weeks prior to your travels. Do you say the same thing, or do you give a different window?
No, that sounds right, certainly. And actually, 15 days is the time element that we use in terms of the additional benefits come with having purchased travel insurance within 15 days of making your initial deposit.
All right. Well, Robert, listen, I'm going to just ask you to hold for a second, folks. We're going to come up on a hard break, and we want to hit that because otherwise Bobby, our engineer, is going to shut off our mics, and that's not a good thing. Right now, though, I just want to let you know, as we do pause for this break, I want to thank all of you for being tuned in to us today around the country. We appreciate all of you. We're so proud to be on 400 radio stations now around the country. We're talking with Robert Gallagher. He is the COO of AIG Travel and Travel Guard. And folks, as we pause for this quick break, a reminder, you can connect with us anytime on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook at RM World Travel, or go to our website. Remember, we've got all those travel polls that are there. That's rmworldtravel.com, and you can also link over to the social media that way. After these messages, we're going to continue with today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. So we ask that you stay right where you are, as we'll be back right after this bottom of the hour break, and we hope you will too. RM World Travel continues after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Segment three, everybody. Welcome back to the New York area. Robert, Mary with you as we continue with our guest, Robert Gallagher of Travel Guard Travel Insurance, for today's edition of our Chief Travel Leader interview.
Robert, thanks for holding during that break. All right, let's get back to our discussion. I know last segment, Robert mentioned that the cost of travel insurance is something that we're asked about with pretty good regularity by listeners. But something else that we're also asked about that I'd like your opinion on is it okay to buy travel insurance through a tour operator or an airline, or do you get better coverage and better value going directly to Travel Guard?
That's a really good question, Mary, and I think it's a matter of what is better value, and that's a personal choice. And so I would, you know, if it's one message that I want to leave with the listeners today, it really is a function of reading the policy and making sure that the benefits include and the coverages and the exclusions and the limits and all of what's contained in that policy best meets the need. And allows travelers to make an informed decision and determine for themselves what is best. And product is going to vary across distribution channel, as you've listed, tour operators, cruise lines, direct distribution, whatever the case may be. Right. They're going to vary by insurance provider. And so it really is a matter of understanding what it is that you're buying, look at the various options, and then making the choice that's best for you.
Well, and I think I saw something, it may go back about a year ago or so, that you, for example, you have a relationship with Expedia. Am I right with that?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah,
we are the global underwriter for Expedia, correct.
Okay, so I know you work, AMA Waterways is a longtime sponsor, they're a company you work with, so, you know, you are providing coverage, whether it's going to be the direct route or whether through some of these other entities out there.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep. And in those relationships, you know, typically those programs are customized based on information, demographic information, relative to the individual customer bases, for example, Expedia or AMA Waterways, and then the product that the distributor actually wants to provide for their customers. So those are additional factors that come into play for those products that are available through those channels.
Right. Robert, when we have an industry executive join us, we do try to get a little personal sometimes, not too personal, but, you know, you've been in the business for 40 years in the travel world in general and for a long time, as Robert said, in the insurance business for travel insurance. What is it about the industry that you enjoy the most or find the most rewarding?
Well, going back to the beginning, Mary, it started out as a job, soon after blossomed into a career, and then over time became a lifestyle, and I'm now in the enviable position of working for an organization whose products and services help travelers when things don't necessarily go as planned. But if I were to look at any one reason for staying with the travel and tourism industry, it would be the experiences. And I've been very fortunate in that my career has been rich with experiences, and that's all things considered, people, cultures, landscapes, activities, you name it. Personal and business travels both have taken me to many places around the globe, and that has been extremely gratifying. So the gratification and the passion of helping others is really what brings me to today, you will.
Well, you know, Robert, when you just hit the word passion, that's the one thing that Mary and I say all the time. You know, we are passionate about travel.
And what travel can do for people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talk about it all the time. Mary and I, we were set up on a blind date many years ago, and it really was travel that connected us. And who knew all these years later that we'd be hosting, you know, the top travel radio show in the country. But it's our passion for travel, to go experience the world. We say it all the time, you know, just to be able to see and do and impact and interact with people. It is so enriching and rewarding and, you know, empowering in many ways, too. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Completely agree, Robert. Well stated.
Well, listen, you know, I have to say to you, we appreciate the relationship that we have. We thank you so much for your time today. We're proud to be brand ambassadors now for Travel Guard. You're welcome on the show anytime. So our best to you and to all of the AIG Travel and Travel Guard team, okay?
And back to you, Robert and Mary. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
You as well. Take care. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There goes Robert. Enjoy the conversation with him. And folks, listen, you know how we feel about the importance of having travel insurance. So check out TravelGuard.com and get the protection you should have for your next travel adventure.
Absolutely.
But now, before we have to pause for a break, a quick request about our real need for your help to achieve our goal of helping 100 children around the globe through Compassion International.
So we're about 25% of the way towards our goal, and we're asking you to consider sponsoring a child in need. It's about $1 a day to do it, and it's such a great feeling to know you're having a direct impact on a child's life. That's why we're asking you to join us by going to compassion.com/RM today, because more than 60,000 kids are on that compassion waiting list. Many are hungry, cannot attend school, are in poor health, and certainly neglected. That's why with your help, Robert and I and Rudy are committed to reducing that total.
You know, folks, when you sponsor a child, you're linked with a boy or girl in a country of your choice. It's very easy to select, and they actually list them by the child that's in most need. You're going to know them by name, and they're going to treasure your support and care. They'll write to you, and you're going to get updates. And your monthly sponsorship, it's going to provide them with health screenings, immunizations, access to support that ensures growth, nutrition, education, and medical response when needed. It's very rewarding and very impactful. So won't you join us, and let's help these kids and make a difference. You can go to compassion.com/RM to select your child. Or if you prefer, if you just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, right there on the homepage, you're going to see the link for Compassion International. And there's a phone number if you want to call as well. So we hope you do that, and let's go make a difference, because 100 kids to sponsor, I know we can do this, and we can blow right past it. As that music indicates, it's time for us to take a quick sponsors break. A reminder that we archive every hour of this national broadcast once it airs across our network now of 400 radio stations at rmworldtravel.com, and listen to the show anytime you want, anywhere you want. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.